Hello. You're listening to podcast by Digital Clarity Group. I'm Connie Moore, Senior Vice President of Research, and I'll be your host today. Our guest is Chris Walker. Chris is an analyst with over 25 years' experience in enterprise content management and information governance. He brings a wealth of experience to Digital Clarity Group. Today, he'll be talking with us about OpenText's recent acquisition of IGC. So, Chris, welcome. First of all, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Connie.
So, Chris, what is the significance of this acquisition? A lot of people may have missed it, but you think it's worth having a podcast. Why?
It's significant on a couple of different fronts. I think there's the whole sort of the integration and tighter integration going forward of the viewer. So it's the viewer that Brava is the name that, OpenText, or Brava is the viewer that OpenText was OEMing into some of their product offerings across the ECM stack, the content server and those types of things. I also think that it's significant in the sense that it will help with their e-discovery products and integrations in that sense. Simply because it gives a fuller, I think, end-to-end life cycle over the entire content stack or the content holdings for customers. The other thing that I think is significant about it is in light of OpenText's recent launch of OpenText Core, one of the things that you can kind of see is missing with some of the providers of core type of technologies, so the enterprise file sync and share spaces, really good, fully functional native viewers for content, right? Things that are able to render different types of things, file formats and stuff, and that you can annotate and you can view and in certain cases, you can redact and things like that. So I think that's where it's really going to help as well. And then there's the fact that, prior to the acquisition, you had other OpenText competitors, which were OEMing some of the technologies as well. And that will continue to be the case.
Well, you raise an interesting point with the competitors that are OEMing the product. Do you think that will be continue to be the case for a long time, or do you think it will be a short-term thing that will eventually not continue down that path and that the vendors themselves will find other alternatives or OpenText will, over time, turn it off? So do you think it's long-term, short-term, what?
I think at a minimum, it's a medium term thing. And I think how it's going to play out over the longer term is going to be really dependent on how OpenText chooses to proceed to move forward with it. If they make it very exclusionary, if they make it very difficult for the vendors, for the competitors who are using those products and those technologies, to continue to play, to continue to OEM into their own stacks, I think it's going to be, it'll die in the medium term. I don't think it's going to die in the shorter term, simply because when you have those types of viewers that are so embedded, if you will, into the stack, it's difficult to pivot that quickly to find a different product to OEM and to integrate it fully into your, the core sort of content server stacks or the content repository stacks.
Right. And how long is medium term? What kind of time frame are we talking about?
I would say 3 years, 18 months to okay. 3 years, but 3 years at the outside.
Okay. All right. So lots of time for vendors and customers to prepare.
Yeah. And to be honest, if I'm OpenText, if I'm the one making those decisions, so if I'm in Barrett's shoes, I'd want to keep that open. I don't think I'd want to cut that off. you know, maybe do it a little bit differently, you know, what I'm doing internally with the OpenText products versus what I'm offering up to vendors, to, especially to competitors, because you want to keep differentiators there. You don't want to give away any IP. But at the same time, you know, if you look at the landscape of what clients are doing with their content repositories, there's very few, you know, that are saying, oh, we're going to go 100% OpenText or we're going to go 100% Documentum. You have lots of client organizations that have multiple types of repositories or repositories from multiple vendors, you know, both on premises and cloud. Right. So I would kind of, I kind of want to keep those doors open.
Chris, OpenText has partnered with IGT for many years. Does this really change the landscape any from a buyer's perspective, or is it more about IGC as part of a larger vendor, therefore more secure and has a better future ahead of it?
Well, I think sort of the latter part of just the question, I think yes, that it will be a better future and more security and more stability. So from that type of a corporate stability perspective, I think it's positive. I also think it's going to be positive for the buyers, for the customers. In the longer term, because they'll be able to have better integration across the product stack, sort of with the Bravo Viewer and other technologies from through the acquisition. I also think it gives OpenText an opportunity to do something very positive, very powerful in terms of you know, integrating those viewer technologies with, you know, OpenText Core, which was just recently announced. And recently released and into production. I think it'll come in really handy with things that, like OpenText Box or OpenText Tempo Box, or for sort of the you know, OpenText version of file syncing and sharing sitting on top of the content server repository. So long term, I think overall it's going to be a positive thing for the buyers and for the customer base.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining us. This is something that, as some of our listeners may have overlooked, it is an important announcement, and I appreciate you shedding a light on it.
My pleasure.
So our guest is Chris Walker, an analyst with Digital Clarity Group. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and please stay tuned on our website for many future podcasts and videos that will be appearing soon. Thank you very much.